So we're actually going to begin. We're going to start by stopping. We're starting by stopping. It's time for doing less and being more. So during the constructive rest today, I invite you to keep your eyes open, which might be a little different, but at least when you start out. So your attention is not only on yourself, but also wide and out into the room. And of course, this is a choice. It's completely up to you. And often if people relax into it, and especially if it's the end of the day or you've been shoveling snow, you might find yourself closing your eyes, but at least try for a little while, eyes open. So once you're settled, just taking a few moments to adjust to being on the ground, the floor, or whatever you're resting on, and simply being aware of your breath. Being aware of your breath lightly moving in and out through your nose. You can think to yourself, I am free to simply be. So a key body intelligence skill is the ability to think constructively, to consciously shift your awareness and give yourself little messages, invitations, thoughts, rather than actions. And these are designed to help us improve the quality of our experience of ourselves, mind and body, helping us to, even for a moment, let go of stress and excess tension, to help us subtract the unnecessary. So simply allow these thoughts to pass through your system without force, strain, or even judgment on how well you're doing. So the first thing to notice is your connection with the ground beneath you. Be aware of those parts of your body that are actually making contact with the floor or whatever you are resting on, and in particular, your weight-bearing points of contact. So that might be your feet, the back of your pelvis, your lower back, your elbows or arms, your shoulder blades, and the back of your head, maybe resting on the books. Know that you are supported. So even though you are resting, we often still hang onto tensions from when we're up and about, as if we're still holding ourselves up. So now we'll just remind yourself that you are not upright right now, and that you are supported by the floor, by the ground beneath you. Allow gravity to help coax the muscles of your back to release as you rest onto the ground. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. And as you are aware of your contact with whatever you are resting on, take time to also notice the spaces between you and that support. For those of you on the floor, you'll notice the space beneath your neck and a small space between the small of your back and the floor, under your arms, and even the spaces between or under your fingers and toes. And now you expand that awareness of a space to include the space all around you, above, below, in front, behind, and to either side. Think to yourself, I am free to notice the space all around me. as you breathe in and out, be aware of your back resting on the ground and the space all around you. Now, do just a very little scan of your body and notice any places in you that are feeling tight or uncomfortable or even in pain, those places that are standing out for you right now. Acknowledge them, but don't try to change anything. Think to yourself, I am free to be exactly as I am right now. There is nothing to change, and there is nothing I have to do. Now, shift your attention to the places in your body that feel relatively good. Places that are maybe just even a little bit less tense than the other places. Places where you are a little more at ease. Places that just feel normal, okay. Don't really notice anything about them, but they're there doing their job. Can manifest as a kind of lack of feeling. We're so good at noticing what's wrong. It's a skill and a practice to notice what's going relatively well. So let's call this noticing ease. And you can think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice ease, any ease, in my neck and in my head. I'm free to notice any ease that's in my back, my upper back, the middle of my back, my lower back. I'm free to notice any ease in my shoulders and arms, hands and fingers. I'm free to notice any ease in my hips, legs, knees, ankles. And think, I am free to notice any ease in my feet and in my toes. As you breathe in and out, think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. So now be aware in particular of your head resting on its support. And again, remind yourself that you do not need to do anything to hold it up right now. Your head and neck are completely at rest. You can think of allowing the muscles of the face, the forehead, the cheeks, and around the mouth to soften and spread. If you notice you're clenching your teeth, let your back teeth part slightly, tongue resting lightly on the floor of your mouth. With your head resting on the books or whatever the support is, and your back resting on the floor, your neck is suspended in space. It has nothing to do. By lying like this, the muscles of the neck are able to release out and spread into length. As you breathe in and out, gently remind yourself that your neck is free to do nothing. So next, bring your attention to your back, resting on the floor or on the back of your chair. And as you think of your back, include the whole torso from the top of the shoulders to the base of the pelvis. Your back is opening up and spreading onto its support. This just happens if we allow it time. So remember not to push or strain or try to make it happen. Your chest is opening up and spreading into width. as your shoulders gently release away from each other. Think of space in your hip sockets as the low back softens and yields to the ground beneath. Allow space throughout your torso in all directions. Think of the space between your left shoulder and your right hip, and of the space between your right shoulder and your left hip. Think, I am free to be expansive and spacious throughout my whole torso. As you breathe in and out, think of your torso gently expanding. Now bring your attention to your legs and your feet. You can think of your legs as gently releasing out from the torso. And as your torso releases up toward the head, the legs release down toward the feet. If you're not using a support for your legs, allow your knees now to just sway gently back and forth in the hip sockets, helping you let go of any extra tension that may have built up. You can do this at any time during constructive rest to help you let go. And when you're ready, you can let your knees come back to center so that they are comfortably balanced again. You can imagine, if you like, that you have floodlights on the top of your knees. And you can think of these floodlights as beaming up to the ceiling above you. They're not crossing in the middle or beaming out to the side. As your knees point up, your back and feet rest down onto the ground. And let your feet and back support your legs in easy balance. As you breathe in and out, think of your feet resting softly onto the ground. Now, lightly bring the little finger of each hand into your awareness and sense how your arms connect to your back. Just know that your arms connect to your back. You can allow your elbows to conduct the weight of the arms to the floor. And we do so much with our arms and our hands, it can be really hard to let them go. So gently remind yourself that you're not using them right now, that they are free to be completely at rest. If you do notice some gripping in the hands, invite gently some width and spaciousness into the wrists and into the palms of your hands. You can remind yourself that you're not gripping or holding anything, and ask your fingers to gently ease into length, remembering no forcing or straining. Rather, this is a letting go of what you don't need. Your arms, your hands, your fingers are free to just be. As you breathe in and out, notice openness and space in your chest and your shoulders. So now let's include the breath in our awareness of our whole self. First, ask yourself if you're holding your breath. And if so, gently exhale, pausing to notice the breath come back in naturally. Tune in to the flow of air going in and out through your nostrils. Then expand your awareness to notice where you sense the movement of breath in your body. Do you notice a rise and fall in the chest or the abdomen? What about your ribs? Can you sense them move with your breath? See if you can notice them moving in and out to the sides while you breathe. And what about your back? Can you feel the expansion of your ribs in your back too? So the ribs play a really integral role in our whole breathing mechanism. The rib cage takes up a large portion of your torso. The very top ribs are as high as the collarbone in the front and a little higher than this in the back. And the lowest ribs drape down at the side to only an inch or so above your pelvis. The diaphragm is attached all around to the lower ribs, and the lungs are housed within your rib cage, which moves with the breath. So the ribs rise up and out all the way around, front, sides, and back. And as the diaphragm descends, causing the lungs to fill with air, the out breath occurs. As the diaphragm descends, causing the lungs to fill with air. The out breath occurs when the ribs drape down and the diaphragm rises back up. So to help you visualize this a little easier, I want you to imagine that your rib cage is an empty barrel with a very flexible walls and very flexible floor. And I want you to put yourself like a tiny speck of your own consciousness, just floating around inside the barrel. So you can observe your breath as if from the inside. So as you breathe in from this vantage point from the inside, you can watch the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as you breathe out, watch the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back towards you. So let's just quietly stay with this for a few moments, observing the breath as if from the inside. As the breath flows in, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as your breath flows out again, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back toward you. Observing the breath in this way enables us to tune into the ongoing, gentle, in and out motion of the rib cage, affecting the whole torso, front, sides, and back. So not forgetting about the breath, but including it in your awareness of your whole self, come back to noticing your contact with the surface beneath you. Your feet resting on the floor, your legs may be resting over a support, your back resting on the ground or the back of your chair. In fact, you may notice as you're aware of your back resting that you have a greater contact with the floor or your support on each in-breath. You can be aware of the contact of your elbows and arms, the ground, perhaps, and that of your head resting on its support. You may notice that the contact seems a little different from when you began. If so, just notice what that difference is, but don't try to change or do something about it. As you breathe in and out, be aware of the movement of the ribs with each breath. So let's think again. I am free to notice ease, any ease, within me or around me, in my mind and in my body. As we come to the end of this constructive rest time, notice if the thought of getting up creates any new tensions in you. So instead of directly trying to do something about that, simply remind yourself that you still have the support of the ground beneath you. You have space above you, behind you, in front of you, and to either side of you. You can use that awareness of tension, in fact, as a reminder to think instead, I am free to notice ease. So as much as possible, without disturbing the release and ease of the lie down or the constructive rest, take your time now to bring yourself gently and mindfully up to standing, allowing yourself to expand into the space around you. And when you come up to standing, pause for a moment. Pause and notice that you still have the support of the ground under your feet. That you can think of your legs lightly releasing down to the ground as your torso gently releases up toward the ceiling. You can notice the ongoing motion of the ribs with your breathing. And if you have the space and are able, you can take this into just moving and walking for a few moments in your own room. And as you do so, think to yourself, I am free to move. I am free to notice ease. I am free.